It makes it tough, especially for an agency that's taking on new missions. I think you're familiar, OPM has a responsibility under the Affordable Care Act. We've taken on, we did the pre-existing condition, multi-state opportunity there. We've added Native American tribal units to our FEHBP program, and that's a significant increase in number of work. And by 2014, we'll be handling multi-state exchange opportunities working with Department of HHS. So that's, you know, that's a significant added responsibility for our mission. That's hard to do when you're held flat, but we're going to make tough choices. We're going to make wise choices and make sure that we focus the resources where they are most urgently needed, that being one of them. Another, for example, as you heard me talk today, retirement. We need more staff in retirement. I don't have IT solutions that are just on the shelf that I can immediately do to solve this backlog. And so it's going to take more bodies to help process and adjudicate very complicated cases. And we're going to do it. I'm tightening other areas and not filling vacancies in other parts of my organization so that I can bring on new bodies, new staff, and get them trained so that we can put them on the front lines helping eliminate this retirement backlog.
You mentioned at the Federal Labor Management Council meeting that the January numbers look good. 20% increase in productivity. Is that just a body issue? I mean, more people are focused on it, or is there something else going on?
Well, no. The good news is that the bodies that I've been able to put on this really aren't on the front lines yet. You know, it takes about 3 to 4 months to get staff effectively trained where they can actually start adjudicating cases and do it with accuracy level that we require. And so the bodies that I have started to fund are just going into training now. We've hired almost everybody, I think, right now, and they're in training. But it'll be a while before we actually see the productivity increase of those people coming online. This productivity increase, I think, has come from sort of two areas. Ideas that we received, the National Association of Retired Federal Employees had a great idea. Look, you have retired people who've been doing this. Could you see if you could bring some of them back on and allow them to help you work on these issues? So we've done that. So we brought on about 8 to 10 retirees to help us with this backlog. So that immediately helped us with more processing. Another area that we've used is the Navy Lean Six Sigma process, it's called, has come in and they're looking at every step of our process and saying, you know, it doesn't make sense that you're doing in this step, or this, boy, you could get rid of this and it'll save 10% of your time. When they have a good idea, we've been immediately implementing it. What I hope is going to continue that productivity increase is as we get the new bodies we're hiring trained, we're going to see that in the outer months coming along, we'll be able to keep going until we eliminate this backlog altogether. So I think it's a good beginning. We got to keep it going now.
How are the policy proposal around the annuitants coming back affect the retirement processing? Will it have a big effect or a small effect?
I think we can handle it. We need to make sure that their talents, if they'd like to continue to contribute, we ought to provide a pathway for them to do that. And just like we're about to issue new regulations on pathways for students to enter government, what a powerful signal to say we need to have a pathway for our retirees to stay with government a little longer and keep their skills and expertise and help us mentor that next generation and train the next generation. You know, knowledge transfer, I would argue, is worth the value of this program alone, because the ability for someone who really knows the ins and outs and the complexity of something to be able to train somebody 10 times faster than if we have to send them off to a training program for 6 months. So, and it's real world training. So I think it'll be a very powerful program. To the extent it will layer on some complexity to our challenge, I'm willing to take that on, and I think we can handle it.
You mentioned monthly reports to Congress, both the House and the Senate, around the retirement services. Obviously, you sent your first report this month. Did you get any reaction from Congress?
No, some questions on some of the data, and obviously, you know, it's the first month's data, so we're going to be trying to refine the data and make sure it's as helpful as they need to fully hold us accountable. We share in the goal. There is no disagreement whatsoever. We've got to solve this problem, and we're going to do it.
How will the budget changes affect your ability to meet your mission?
We're going to have to make some tough decisions, and that's part of what leadership is about, is making sure we prioritize. I've made clear very publicly that we're going to prioritize getting our hands around the retirement backlog. Mm-hmm. And even if it means I have to leave vacancies unfilled in other parts of my agency so that I can move those slots to have the space to hire the people I need to solve my retirement problem, I will do it. And so I'm committed to this, and I'm going to make it happen. Now, some of the savings aren't as dramatic. For example, I think our IT budget has a significant, what looks like a significant cut. What is reflected there is we eliminated, you will remember last year, we closed down the RSM project. One of the reasons I closed that project down is when you have a, when you officially say you're going to have a project, the law kicks in and regulations kick in, a whole slew of things you've got to do that cost money. You have to have a certain level of staff. You have to report. You have to report to the Congress. You've got to report to OMB. All of that costs money. And so there are literally millions of dollars in maintaining a program that I knew was years away of bearing any fruit, and we were not going to have success on taking on one fell swoop retirement project. And so literally by just taking that behind the barn and ending that project formally, and so what you're seeing in some of that IT reduction is a reflection of not carrying that forward on the budget. So some of these cuts are efficiency, some of them are just eliminating waste. I would call that kind of a wasteful expenditure. But some of them will be tough. And I don't mean to say we're going to be able to do everything that we used to be doing, but we do need to prioritize. And retirement's going to be one of them. Closing these skill gap areas is going to be another. Making sure we can continue forward with our veterans hiring initiative and our hiring reforms.